The Alaska Marine Highway System wants to build several new ferries to cover some shorter runs. The ships are being designed to handle Lynn Canal, Prince Rupert to Ketchikan, and some other inside waters routes in southeast Alaska and Prince William Sound. The best cost estimate for the first ship is $120 million. Lawmakers have already put aside half that amount. Now the federal government has committed to a matching figure. Jim Beadle is the state's deputy commissioner for marine transportation.
The feds are okay with the project. They're okay with what we have set up for the funding. Now we need to request for permission from the legislature to spend the $60 million that's in the Alaska Marine Highway Fund on this project.
Governor Parnell's recently released capital budget did not include any state money for the new ferry. That concerned Marine Transportation Advisory Board Chairman Mike Korsmo, but he says federal funding is just fine.
When I first saw the budget come out, I was like, oh, you know, not thinking about whether we're going to pay for it with state funding, federal funding, just to make sure that we had enough money to get the project off the ground.
When state lawmakers set aside money for a new ship several years ago, it wasn't this ship, what officials are calling the Alaska-class ferry. That's why the legislature will be asked for final approval this session. It will take a budget amendment to appropriate the needed state money. Parnell's budget director, Karen Rehfeld, says she expects that to happen after a meeting in January. The federal funds are coming through the statewide transportation improvement program, known as the STIP. Recent approval of Alaska's STIP list effectively okayed money for dozens of projects, including the Alaska-class ferry. That doesn't always guarantee full, immediate funding, but Jeff Otteson of the State Transportation Department says the money should come through.
Our money is coming to us in 2010 in kind of the installment plan. If I project those numbers out, and assume Congress doesn't change their mind sometime going forward, we have enough money in the STIP to cover the $60 million for the ferry.
Seattle's Elliott Bay Design Group has already come up with preliminary plans for the new ferry. They've been presented to the public, and a final design is expected around the end of February. Beadle says the state is in the process of seeking input from the people who could end up building the ship.
We've had lots of conversations with the legal side of the state, with shipyards, on where do we go from here and how do we get to the final design. And almost everybody is telling us you got to get the shipyards in early. You need to finish the design with the shipyard telling you that indeed they can build what you're saying and that'll work.
The Alaska-class ferries will not have staterooms, since they will not sail overnight, but they'll include crew quarters so ships can travel long days or stay over at a place other than their home port. The first of the new ferries is expected to sail between Skagway, Haines, and Juneau. It will replace daytime sailings by the Malaspina, a 45-year-old ship built for longer routes. Korsmo, who lives in Skagway, says he expects the new vessel to be an improvement.
Hopefully it'll be more efficient with, fuel efficiency, crewing. It'll be a modern vessel. It'll just be a comfortable vessel that's new. And it'll also be able to carry the freight and the vehicles that this part of the system demands.
Ferry officials say the new ships will allow an older vessel to be retired, but mainliners, which travel longer routes, will not be completely phased out of the system. In Juneau, this is Ed Schoenfeld.